Today, on the Daily Scoop podcast from the Scoop News Group, DHS launches an AI safety and security board, and the ACLU is suing the NSA for AI records. It's Monday, April 29th, 2024. Welcome to the Daily Scoop podcast, where you'll hear the latest news and trends facing government leaders. I'm the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, Billy Mitchell. Here are today's top headlines. The Department of Homeland Security last week announced the stand-up of its Artificial Intelligence Safety and Security Board, which comes as the department ramps up its focus on AI and as concern grows about the technology's impact on critical services. The board includes representatives of major technology companies including OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai, as well as experts focused on artificial intelligence and civil rights. Also represented are leaders of companies focused on computer chips like Lisa Su of Advanced Micro Devices and Jensen Huang, president and CEO of NVIDIA. Government leaders in the group include Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell and Arati Prabhakar, director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, on a call with reporters Friday, pointed to a range of opportunities and concerns related to AI and critical infrastructure as targets for the board. The department also expects to release guidelines related to critical infrastructure and artificial intelligence this week. The group will meet for the first time in May and will eventually form new recommendations for integrating artificial intelligence into critical infrastructure and protecting against any risk the technology might present. Secretary Mayorkas said he was personally involved in selecting members of the board and addressed specific criticisms of OpenAI's Altman by saying he had no hesitation about tapping the executive. The department also referenced progress with its quest to beef up its internal staff focused on AI. The agency said it's received about 4,000 applications for its AI core, a group of 50 experts in the technology that it hopes to hire over the course of this year. Michael Boyce, a former OMB official, will lead that group. DHS has also launched an AI roadmap and is developing several generative AI pilots. In other news, the ACLU is suing the NSA for records on the spy agency's use of AI. In a Freedom of Information Act complaint filed last Thursday, the ACLU asked the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York to compel the release of documents detailing the agency's integration of the technology and plans for the future. Despite the agency's public comments about its AI efforts and past pledges to be transparent, those documents haven't yet been released, the ACLU argued. The Civil Liberties Group wrote in its filing that the immediate disclosure of the records is critical to allowing members of the public to participate in the development and adoption of appropriate safeguards for those society-altering systems. In addition to the NSA, the complaint also names the Department of Defense and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which oversee the spy agency, as plaintiffs. The lawsuit comes as the Biden administration has underscored the need for transparency in the use of AI by the government. In an Office of Management and Budget memo released last month, the administration expanded what civilian agencies are required to report in their annual public AI use case inventories, adding requirements for safety and rights impacting uses. Certain intelligence community agencies and the DoD, however, continue to be exempt from that process. Patrick Toomey, deputy director of the ACLU's National Security Project, spoke with FedScoop about the lawsuit, and he said that the NSA has described itself as a leader among the intelligence agencies in the development and deployment of AI. Likewise, NSA officials have noted that it's using the technology to gather information on foreign governments, assist with language processing, and to monitor networks for cybersecurity threats, Toomey explained. But the ACLU argues the agency's level of transparency does not extend beyond that. For more top news and insights at the intersection of the federal government and technology, visit fedscoop.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Daily Scoop podcast, available on all podcast platforms. If you've already rated the podcast on your platform of choice, thanks so much. High ratings and good reviews of the show help more people to find it. The Daily Scoop podcast is a production of the Scoop News Group in Washington, D.C. Adam Butler and Carlin Fisher help put the show together, and the entire Scoop News Group team contributes. We'll be back tomorrow with more top headlines. Until then, I'm your host, Billy Mitchell. Thanks so much for listening.